Paul, your thoughts on the game first of all?
Well, listen, we come here with a game plan to let them have the ball in their own half, because we knew they tried to play football, and we knew the longer we stayed in the game, we could pinch the ball and hit them on the break. And to be honest, it was working exactly how we wanted it. I thought in the last 20 minutes we would get more and more in the game, and then obviously we let in a disappointing goal in the last minute. So yeah, gutted really.
You seem to, like you said, the game plan worked. You soaked up so much pressure, and when you saw them miss so many chances as well, and your goalkeeper making so many saves, you must have thought it's going to work in your favour eventually.
Yeah, we knew they'd have a lot of possession, and to be fair, Brendan's done well, but I don't think they really opened us up too much and created too many clear-cut chances. And we just knew as the game went on, our forward players would create space and create chances. And we did that in the last 15, 20 minutes, and, you know, we were quite comfortable, to be fair.
And that chance for Warren Bentley in the second half, was that the big opportunity?
Well, yeah, listen, the ball's come across, and the defender's just got a touch on it because it's gone for a corner, so that was an opportunity. Craig Feeney had a header as well towards the end. We just felt the game was getting stretched, and, you know, if it went to extra time, we were the stronger side.
What have you said to your team in the dressing room after the game?
You can't really say nothing now. Just, you know, thanked them for the season. We've got a very small squad. They've given me 100%. Well, they give the club 100%. So couldn't ask for no more, really.
How do you reflect on this season on the whole, Paul, and the achievement coming up, obviously, last season and making it into the playoffs?
Well, listen, at the beginning of the season, we would have taken, you know, top half of the table. That's what we expected to do. Getting in the playoffs, we fancied winning it. So, you know, we're happy with what the progress we made, but really disappointed that we haven't, you know, gone on and won them, to be honest.
I know it's probably difficult after a defeat in a playoff semi-final, but looking ahead to next season now, personally, your thoughts? You're happy here? You're hungry to keep going?
Yeah, to be honest, I just need a week away on holiday, to be honest. And then we'll obviously sit down with the chairman and Dave Malone and see where we're going next season. And, you know, if we all agree, then we'll carry on. It's a great squad here. Yeah, we just need to recap a little bit and go from there.
What do you think this club needs to take it to the next level? Is it, you think it's got the potential, it's got everything there in place, or does it need something extra?
Well, listen, I think with football clubs, it's all about finance, and we've got a tremendous chairman and director of football, Dave Malone, who worked tirelessly, put a little bit of their own money into the football club. But at the end of the day, you know, as you go up the leagues, the bigger budget you got, the more chance you have of achieving it. What we have got is a real hard-working group, a real close team spirit, and that goes a long way. So we'll just see where the club goes, really.
And just finally from me, in terms of keeping this squad together potentially next season, I guess after a season like you've just had, they will have attracted a few people. You think you'll be able to do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, 90% of the lads will want to stay next year. There's obviously one or two that have hit real highs this year and maybe be difficult to keep them. Something we haven't really talked about at the moment. We didn't know what league we were going to be in next year. So we haven't sat down with any player, really, because we just wanted to see where we're at. Like I said earlier, we'll probably recap for the next week and then sort of sit down and see where we're at.